The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has predicted a very high turnout in the upcoming parliamentary elections. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says Friday's vote is much more important than previous elections. Ayatollah Khamenei added that Iranians will once again demonstrate their tough determination to the country's enemies. The U.S. military base has come under attack in Afghanistan's eastern province of Nangarhar. Six people have reportedly been killed and several others injured. A car bomb has also ripped through a U.S.-led foreign troops convoy in Helmand province, leaving a number of casualties. In Bahrain, hundreds of activists have held a funeral ceremony for a protester killed by regime forces. The 60-year-old died after inhaling poisonous tear gas fired by Saudi-backed forces at a rally south of the capital, Manama. Many Bahrainis have died from inhaling toxic gas in recent months. Yemeni activists have rallied outside the U.S. embassy in Sana'a to slam what they see as U.S. meddling in their country. They say the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have kept the regime of Ali Abdullah Saleh in power. They also want Saleh's trial for the killing of thousands of protesters. A U.S. assassination drone has killed dozens on the outskirts of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Another spy drone has crashed near the capital. The U.S. military has used the deadly drones in several other countries, including Afghanistan and Pakistan, killing or injuring a large number of civilians. Anti-austerity protesters across Europe have hit the streets in several countries to voice their anger at budget cuts. Demonstrators in France, Belgium, Greece, and Spain say the measures stop the return of growth. The rallies come as EU leaders meet in Brussels to discuss how to improve Europe's competitiveness. Meanwhile, thousands of Czech students have staged a rally in Prague to slam state reforms, which they say would limit academic freedoms. The students also denounced plans to introduce tuition fees and called on the cabinet to reject them. The government says the reforms are necessary to increase educational standards. And the UK's Foreign Office has summoned Argentina's top diplomat in London over Buenos Aires' curb on British products. British officials say they want to review bilateral ties with their partners. Earlier, the Argentine industry minister called on business leaders to cut imports from Britain amid rising tensions over the disputed Malvinas Islands.